I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 197. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your team turn struggles into strengths. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about five tips for you to create a healthy and happy parent-teen relationship. And this is something I'm passionate about. This is one of the things that I specialize in. I love helping parents and teens create happy and healthy relationships. And real quick, I wanted to just say a special thank you. I have gotten a few new reviews on the podcast recently, and they're both a little bit longer, so I'm not going to read them word for word, but I do want to say thank you. This means a lot to me. It is so beneficial and so helpful when I get new reviews. That really helps parents listen. Hey, looks like I got another one that I didn't even know about it. And it's short, so I'll read this one. Great perspective. Even though I don't have teens yet, so much that Ben says applies to my young family and will set us up for success when they grow up. Yeah, everything I teach could totally be applied to younger children. I just happen to really enjoy working with parents and teens, and I love that dynamic. So it doesn't really matter what age your kids are, you can still listen to this podcast. Okay, like I said, today we are talking about five tips for a healthy and a happy parent-teen relationship. And I wanted to start out by just saying, if you're like most of the parents listening to this, you want an improved relationship with your teen. Something that most parents don't realize is that your teen wants an improved relationship with you. And so, like, if you asked parents all over the country or even all over the world, do you want a better relationship with your teen? I think it would be close to 100% of parents would say yes. If you ask teens, do you want a better relationship with your parents? You'd probably get close to 100% of teens who would answer, I don't know, or they'd like shrug their shoulders or some typical teenage answer. And that's okay. But I just want to share that in my experience as a foster dad, as a high school principal, as a dad to my own teens, as a life coach for parents and teens, all teens want a better relationship with their parents. And yes, this even applies to your teen. And so when you can just trust that your teen wants a better relationship with you, or if you can just trust that your teen wants you to connect with them, then you can stop waiting around for them to come and connect with you, because that's your job as the parent. So you might ask, like, Ben, how on earth do you know this? Well, because when parents start fixing their relationship with their teens start doing better. Their teens start thriving. They start connecting better with their parents. So we can see that just as you, the parent, better connecting with your teen and improving your relationship with your teen will start to thrive because subconsciously they want that better connection. Now, the problem is most parents operate from the false belief that, well, my teen wants nothing to do with me. And if you think your teen wants nothing to do with you, you will see only the obstacles keeping you from the relationship that you want with your teen. But if you trust that your teen does indeed want you to connect with them, you will start seeing all the opportunities around you to create connection with your teen. And it makes life so much easier. So as we dive into these five tips, just trust me Your teen wants you to connect with them. They want an improved relationship, and these five tips will help you do that. And I promise you, it'll be easier than you ever thought possible. So tip number one for creating a healthy and a happy parent-teen relationship is to make it fun. Now, if you've been listening to me or if you're one of my one-on-one clients, you know that if it ain't fun, I think it's pretty much a waste of time. Okay, maybe not with everything, but adults, like, we have this serious problem of sucking the fun out of everything. And if you want a better relationship with your teen, find ways to make your relationship with your teen fun. There are lots of different ways that you can do this. For example, you could come to Impact Live in the middle of June here in Utah with me and other parents and other teens, and you could do fun activities with your teen, like river rafting, laser tag, team building challenges, and so many other things. That would make your relationship a little bit more fun. And the bottom line is, one of the indicators that your relationship with your teen is indeed healthy is if you and your teen enjoy being together. Like, if you enjoy being with your teen, if your teen enjoys being with you, chances are you have a pretty healthy relationship. And your teen isn't always going to enjoy being with you, and you're probably not always going to enjoy being with your teen. But when you can find ways to make parenting your teen fun, you will start to enjoy it more. Now, when I was a principal, the more fun we could make school, the better. If school was fun, the teachers enjoyed being there. And guess what? If the teachers enjoyed being there and they made school fun, now the students enjoyed being there. And we got way more done. In addition to that, the more fun we made school, the less trouble our students got into and the better they did in classes. If your relationship with your teen is fun, you'll enjoy your teen more and they will enjoy you more and the relationship will grow. So if you're the type of parent who wants to improve your relationship with your teen, if you want to have a happier, healthier relationship, go block off the date June 20th through 22nd and get that on your calendar so you can come to Impact Live and start making your relationship fun and exciting by doing some fun and exciting, adventurous things together. Okay, tip number two, build a values-based relationship with your teen. All right, now this one is a little bit deep and it's a little bit advanced. In fact, this is something that I teach inside of the Impact Parenting course and inside of the membership. So if I don't cover it deep enough here, it might be a good indicator that now is the time to go join the membership so that you can learn all about creating values-based relationships. But if you want a healthy relationship with your teen, find ways to connect with your teen on their values. Because when you start building values-based relationships, you'll better know and understand your teen exactly as they are. And this will help you truly value your teen for who they are. Building values-based relationships comes easy to little kids. I have this memory of my oldest child way back when he was two, maybe three, but I remember him sitting on my lap and watching football with me and yelling for the team that I was cheering for. And I remember him later when he's a little bit older, he started coming to football practice with me at the high school. And he was probably just 4 or 5 years old, but he would just be there to watch and to hang out with dad. I promise you, he did not care about football one little bit. He cared about me. And he identified football as a value that I had that he could connect with me over. Little children are amazing at this. And for some reason, as adults, we start thinking that our values mean more than the others' that are around us. Like, parents all the time think, yeah, well, what's important to me is more important to my teen. I think they should get good grades. What my teen thinks doesn't matter. If you want a healthy and a happy relationship with your teen, practice building values-based relationships with your teen. This will open up lots of doors. This will make it easier for you to start values-based teaching. It will help you and your teen start putting into place values-based consequences. And keep in mind, consequences, there's positive consequences and there's negative consequences. There are so many components when it comes to values, and it all starts when you can start building values-based relationships with your teen. And you can go learn more about values-based relationships inside of Impact, the best membership for parents of teens to ever exist. Okay, tip number three, don't take things personally. This one is huge. And I remember learning this lesson as a foster parent, then again as a dad to my teens, and again as a high school principal. So once upon a time, when my wife and I were foster parents, we had a foster teen make some pretty serious accusations against us. Not only were the allegations like really serious, but they weren't true, and they were a personal attack against me and my wife. And it was an attempt by this teenager to try and get returned home without having to do the work that was required for the program or the foster organization that we were a part of. And the thing was, these accusations came from a foster child who we thought we had a really, really good relationship with. We felt like we had really connected, and we thought that we were friends. And I remember Deb is my wife and my business partner. She's amazing. But I remember talking and wondering, like, where did we go wrong? How did we hurt this teen so badly that they're willing to lie about us? And at the end of the day, it was nothing personal. It was just the teen trying to get what they wanted, no matter the cost. And the same principle is true for your teen. They're going to try to do what they got to do to get what they think they want in life. Their behavior is not a reflection of you. Their behavior is not aimed towards you or against you. And if you take things personally, you set yourself up to be hurt and to be disappointed, and you will not be able to build that healthy relationship that you want with your teen. So instead, I like to think that, no, they're doing their best. Sometimes I like to ask, well, what skills are lacking? And how can I develop my teen, or how can I help my teen develop these skills? Instead of taking it personally, I'm trying to look more objectively. And I'm giving my teen the benefit of the doubt. No, they're doing the best that they can. If you can shift your mindset from the victim mindset, which is where we take things personally, to the hero mindset, you will find that you don't take things personally anymore. And in addition to that, you'll start seeing opportunities for better connection in the thing, the very same thing that in the past you would have been offended by because you took it personally. So tip number three, don't take things personally. If we need to review, tip number one was make parenting fun. I invited you, come have fun with me and other parents and other teens, just like you and your teen this summer, come to Impact Live. It's going to be amazing. Tip number two is build values-based relationships with your teen. And tip number three, don't take things personally. Tip number four, be the parent of your dreams. That's right. If you want a healthy and a happy relationship with your teen, be the parent of your dreams. Be that parent that you have always wanted to be. And I know I say this all the time, but if you want a better, more healthy, and happy relationship with your teen, be you. Be the best version of you. This is what will help your teen connect with you. and who you actually want to be. And if you want your teen to better connect with you, I just think about it. You have to be you. If you're pretending to be someone you're not, or if you're trying to parent exactly how your mom did it, or how the neighbors do it, and how you think they think you should parent, your teen will never truly get to know you because you're not being you. If you want a healthier relationship with your teen, be the healthiest version of you. If you want a happier relationship with your teen, be the happiest version of you. So tip number four, be the parent of your dreams for that deeper, healthier, happier relationship with your teen. Tip number five, and this is the final tip that has a number. I actually have a bonus tip because as I was finishing this, I was like, wait, there's one more that's really good. So don't immediately turn this off after we get through tip number five, because there's the bonus tip that you'll want to hear about. So tip number five, get out of your comfort zones together. You and your team, get out of your comfort zones. And this might be one of the most underutilized parenting hacks ever. And it makes sense because if you and your teen are anything like 99% of the human beings on this planet, you have actually been designed and wired to seek comfort. So there are probably lots of opportunities that you and your teen are missing where you could get out of the comfort and really seek the growth that comes outside of the comfort zone. There is power in a parent and a teen who are willing to struggle together, who are willing to work together, and who are willing to be vulnerable together. Some of the most bitter and impactful moments that I have ever experienced with my teens were in times when neither one of us were comfortable. Whether it's the midnight knock on my bedroom door with a little whisper of, "Dad, can I talk to you?" Or if it's a moment where we're both doing something that's pushing us, it's a little bit challenging. These are moments where I feel like I have a deeper impact in my teen's life, and we really start deepening this healthy, happy relationship together. And this is one of the biggest reasons that I'm hosting my summer event, Impact Live. I want to help you and your teen get out of your comfort zone. One of the reasons this makes for a happy and healthier relationship is because of the happiness and the pleasure that comes from accomplishing growth outside of the comfort zone. When you do something hard together, when you work together to accomplish something, you start bonding together. Imagine the opportunities for connection while you and your teen are floating down a river having to paddle together, trying to safely navigate some exciting little rapids. Or what about you and your teen working together to complete a challenge and maybe competing against other parents and other teens just like you? And that effort takes focus and it takes teamwork. And it's in little moments like these where you and your teen will start to connect. It's little moments like these where you're both vulnerable and you're safe and you're outside of your comfort zones that you will develop a deeper connection, that you will start to build that healthy, happy relationship with your teen that you want. Recently on a coaching call with one of the moms inside of Impact, this mom told me about how uncomfortable it is to question her old parenting and to start parenting in these new and completely different ways. And she talked about how awkward it is and even how imperfect her efforts are. And yet she's telling me how much better her relationship is with her son and how they keep on having these little moments where they just connect together. Either they're talking together. Sometimes they cry together. Sometimes they laugh together. I'm telling you, if you want a healthier and a happier relationship with your teen, find ways to get both you and your teen out of your comfort zones in a way that's safe that's exciting, and that's fun. And if you want all the planning done for you, and you want me to help you and other parents just like you, come join us at Impact Live. You can go to benpewcoaching.com/IL24. IL stands for Impact Live. 24 is the year 2024. Go to benpewcoaching.com/IL24 to sign up. You'll need a ticket for you. You'll need a ticket for your teen. And if you have another teen that you want to bring with you, they'll need a ticket too. But yes, you can bring friends. Yes, you can bring a tween who is very mature for their age and close. All I ask is that if you bring a friend, make sure their parents know, like, don't just steal them off the street and bring them. That'd be awkward. Okay. Bonus tip for how to create healthy and happy relationships with your teen. This bonus tip, if you've been with me for a while, you know, I'm on a kick for having empowering conversations. If you want to build a healthy and a happy relationship, practice having empowering conversations with your teen. And I'll give you some quick, simple guidelines that you can follow to make it easy. Step number one, listen. Seriously, this one is obvious. Like, we all know we should listen to our kids. But if you're anything like me and tons of other parents, you know how hard it can be to actually shut your mouth and turn on your ears and listen. And this is a powerful place to start. Don't underestimate the power of simply listening. Step number two, ask empowering questions. This one is not as obvious as listening, but it's equally important. And one of the biggest mistakes that we make as parents, and this mistake could be keeping you from having these empowering conversations, is when you do too much telling and too little asking. So empowering questions can be as simple as, what do you think? What's a benefit or a disadvantage to this? What do you think would be fair? There are so many questions that you could be asking. Step number three, create collaborative and creative conversations. One of my favorite forms of empowering conversations is when me and my family will plan a fun family activity. I get the input from the teens, input from the little kids, input from me and my wife. Find ways to create these conversations with your teen so they get the opportunity to practice having an opinion and voicing their opinion and taking their opinion to the next step. And sometimes if my teen, like if they hate school or class, I might start a collaborative, creative conversation by simply asking, well, if you hate this class so much, what other options can you think of? Like, what are some options to this class? Let them have an opinion. Let them voice their opinion and let them act on their opinion. Step number four, practice, practice, practice. In the beginning, it could be hard. Just find as many ways as you can to practice having empowering conversations with your teen. And step number five, trust your teen. One of the things that makes empowering conversations work is that you actually trust your teen. And too many parents pretend to have these conversations, but they're not willing to let go of things outside of their power, and they're not willing to empower their teen. So let your teen have opinions. Let them disagree with you. Let them make mistakes so that they can learn from themselves. And if you want to create a healthier and happier relationship, remember, go sign up for Impact Live. It's as simple as step one, go and get your tickets. Step two, highlight June 20th through 22nd so that you can make sure to be there and clear your calendar. And then step three, come have the time of your life connecting with your teen and having fun. Make sure you tune in next week. We will be talking about how to help you and your teen get out of the victim mentality. I'll see you next week. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your team. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.